You're at a gas station, and you see a backpack laying on the ground. Okay. Do you call the cops? Do you take it? Do you open it? You know, there's that whole, like, see something, say something. Is there a bomb in there? What would you do if you saw, you just, like, literally at a gas station and there's a backpack?
This kind of happened at the airport a couple of years ago when I was at the airport flying back and forth to New York. Somebody left a backpack by a table and there was nobody around the backpack.
Wow.
And I actually went up to a security guard and said, I think you should check that backpack out because somebody just left it there and walked away. I don't think that's cool. So at an airport, I'm thinking it's a bomb.
Right. It's an airport. Yeah, that's, it's scary.
Right. So I actually went up to somebody and said, I'm going to be standing over here.
Or actually, I'll be way over there.
Right. I'm going to the food court now, but you should actually look at that bag and find out who owns that. So I went up to somebody and told.
But would you do that at a gas station?
Gas station, no. I would look around. If nobody's around, I might take it.
And would you open it there or open it later?
I'd open it when I got 10 miles down the road.
Okay. All right. So you open it up, and inside is $6,000 in cash, a $15,000 check, three vehicle titles, a box of medical masks, a box of latex gloves, and what I think is the most valuable, Lysol wipes.
Wow. Where'd they
what
get
do you do?
Those?
What do you do with all that?
Okay. I throw the check away. I throw the car things away and keep everything else.
Oh, man. See, if it was only $6,000 of cash in there, maybe I might keep it because I would think, like, this is probably drug money or stolen money or something like that. But then again, if it's drug money or stolen money, maybe I would call the cops. I don't know. That's tough. I have to see in that situation. But if it's just cash, maybe I'd keep it. With all this other stuff in there, it obviously belongs to somebody, you know, who dropped it, left it, it fell out somewhere. I would absolutely call the cops and say, here's what I found. Help me find the person who is the owner of all this, because clearly this is important stuff in here. $15,000 check and titles to cars. It must be someone's running away from home. You know, there's some reason.
The way I look at cash is, if your name is on it, I'll give it back to you. But if your name is not on it, it's anybody's money at that point.
I'm going to go write my name in all my 20s.
It is the government's money at that point. It's fair game because it doesn't have your name on it. Sorry, it's cash. Cash could be anybody's. You can't say, that's my cash. Now, how do you know it's your cash?
Because it's in a backpack with a $15,000 check, latex gloves, and three titles to cars. Okay. I could identify it.
If you had $6,000 in cash and all that in a backpack, don't leave it laying around. If you leave it laying around, I'm going to take it. And if your name is on the money, I'll give it back. If it ain't, sorry. Taking it.
But your name's obviously on the check.
I don't know whose name is on the check because I threw it away.
If there was just cash in the backpack, now that you've said all that, I would keep the cash.
Right.
But if I opened the backpack and saw everything that I just said, I would do what this teacher in Florida did. I would call the cops and try to find the person who owns all that. Mm-hmm. Here's what happened. There was a guy who owns a company, and I guess he was in a rush. He was tired, whatever. He left the backpack on top of the hood of his car, like you do, and drove off. And it went flying back, and it was laying on the ground. All that money was money to pay his employees. That was all stuff he needed for his job, for work. So the teacher, being a good Samaritan, ended up getting a $300 reward for returning all of that.
I would have got a $6,000 reward. $300 award. You can't pay your employees? Wah. Maybe you shouldn't have left it on the hood of your car.
Ah, Anthony, that's cold.
No, that's like cold. If you're walking down the street and you see a $100 bill, are you going to pick it up, hold it up, and wait for somebody to claim it?
Or
are
no, a $100 bill. Run? No, because that's just cash. But this is a backpack full of all kinds of stuff. I would have kept the Lysol wipes.
But you got $300 and now you can sleep at night.
Well, yeah.
But
no,
you know
and
what?
When I get to heaven, they'll be like, come right in.
No.
Open those pearly gates. Come right in. You're such a good human being. And by the way, we'll send a note down to Anthony because you know where he is.
No, because I'm going to sit there with Jesus and I'm going to say, look, there was no name on it. And there was no, and George Washington's photo was on it, but I couldn't find him. So
it's not just cash. There's a check in there and titles for cars.
I didn't see the check because I threw it away.
There's identification in there, Anthony. It identifies a person.
I threw it away. And he's not going to have three car titles. The only thing I see is Lysol, money, my pocket. I'm gone. See ya.
Okay, Alex, help us out here. Have you ever found like a lot of money, like over a grand?
Yeah, $1,300 and some just this summer in a fanny pack. Found it at a construction site, and I actually went to the officials, and I went through the proper procedures. Never heard anything for, I gave them a month. Never heard anything for a month, and I got the money.
So nobody called you at all?
I gave them the subdivision, but I found it, a description of the fanny pack, and all the person had to do was describe the fanny pack and how much money was in it, and they could have got it back, but I never got a call back from the police or anybody.
I think I lost a fanny pack with $1,300 in it.
Was your name on the money? No.
Yeah, my alias is George Washington.
Adam, did you find stuff?
Yeah, I was in a bar about 10 years ago around 2 o'clock on a Saturday, and I looked on the floor, I saw a bank envelope, reached down, picked it up. Nobody in the bar but me and the bartender.
Uh-huh.
So I put the bank envelope in my pocket, finished my beer, walked outside, and it was $1,800 in it. It made me a happy weekend. And I walked into a bar, and me and the bartender's only two in there. I figured that he would keep it himself. Hell, I was the only one in there, so I would keep it.
He's right. I mean, if the bartender found it first, he would have kept it also. Yeah, good for you. Thomas, you ever find a ton of money?
I used to work for UCROP Supermarkets. I worked there for 34 years. And one day I was at work, and we had a power outage. And I just happened to be going across the front end. I was assistant store manager. And one of the cashiers called me over to the register.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I've never seen any money like this. I'd never seen anything like it, but it was technically a $5 bill. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, here, I gave her $5 out of my wallet, and I took the bill.
Right.
Ended up being it was a $5 silver certificate, and I sold it for $1,000 on eBay.
Whoa!
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is either, but wow.